Let's go to Romans 6, 1. I think it is 6, 1. Romans 6, 1. Let's see if that's where I want to go. Yeah. Well, then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? Once we get saved, let's see what the next verse says. Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? How many of you know you're dead to sin? I want to see your hand. Do you believe that? If you're dead to sin, then why in this world are you going to go home today and before the day's over, get mad at somebody or get angry or do something and sin or tell a lie or whatever? Why are you going to do that if you're dead to sin? Oh, yeah, a demon made you do that, Bill? He probably was there helping you out, that's for sure, guarantee. I mean, I can just see that little critter now. Somebody in business, they call you and they didn't do just exactly what you wanted, and I can just hear him say, Bill, just get him right there, right there. You know what I mean, don't you? Yeah, them little critters, they're really helpful, aren't they? All the time, they're really helpful. Now, I know none of y'all have any help from the little critters except me and Bill. But we'll have to admit we have trouble with them, don't we, Bill? Yeah. That's why you have to stay dead. If you stay dead, how much sin are you going to do? None. Is that where God wants you to stay? Okay, if you can stay dead, no sin, how much sickness is going to have? Zero. Isn't that wonderful? Because not only did he redeem you from the curse of the law. I mean from sin, but he redeemed you from the curse of the law. See, when you, that's just like them two little boys that was standing right here in the last few months. This little boy right here was 13. This little girl right here says she was 12. This little boy right here, he was just about her size and everything, 13 years old. And his eyes had never developed. He could not read those words right there, saved, healed, made whole, delivered. He could not read those words. His retinas had never developed. So I asked his parents, had they committed sin? Did they have sex before they got married? And they did. Now, how many people do you know that do that? Lots of them. Lots of them. Yeah, lots of them. But when God says, especially among my children, there is to be how much sex before you get married? What do y'all not understand about that? I don't understand what we don't understand about that either. The flesh is a pretty powerful beast, isn't he? Yeah, he's pretty powerful. But anyway, they repented. I said, okay, now then, I said, you were under a curse because of your mom and dad's sin. But I said, now then, that mom and dad has repented, Christ has redeemed you from the curse. In other words, once we confess the sin, has Christ redeemed us from the curse? Hey, that's just like sin. Once we confess sin, is the sin gone now? Did he forgive us? Sure he did. Just like he redeemed us from the curse. There's no, both of them are the same. There's no two ways about it. It's a done deal. I said, so now then that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse, son, I'm going to kick those devils out of you. That's messing up your eyes because that's what's in there. We don't understand what demons are. But these little demons are in there messing up his eyes, and so he ain't never going to be able to see. So I command those demons to leave and go to the pit of hell and stay there and never come back in the name of Jesus. How much power and authority do we as sons of God have over the demons of hell? Yeah, that's all. All power is given to them. They have to be subject to you and me in the name of Jesus. The scripture, it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. That's why you got to know, remember, it is written. So, we commanded the devil to leave. And then I asked the Father, in Jesus' name, to send the Holy Ghost to restore his little eyes and to make them perfect. I said, Lord, thank you for healing that boy. I said, son, do you believe all that? He said, yes, sir. 13 years old. I said, then say, thank you, Jesus. He said, thank you, Jesus. And then he says, wow, Mom. He said, those words just became perfect focus. He could see perfect right there. The little boy was completely instantly healed. Boy, when Jesus shows up and does something, don't we love it when the King shows up? Yes, we love it. Praise God. He's great. And then 2 months later, another 13-year-old, only he's much bigger than this one. This guy was a big boy for 13. He was standing right here, and he had color blindness. He could see black and white, that's all. Born that way. I said, I asked the couple, I said, did y'all have him in wedlock or out of wedlock? They said, well, we didn't have him at all. He's adopted. I said, oh, okay. I said, so how about his parents? They said, well, his parents, they were just two wild kids running around having sex, drinking, drugging, and everything. And she got pregnant, and they had the baby, and then they didn't want him. So they give it to a foster care. And so we are foster care parents, so we took him, and we kept him for a while. We fell in love with the little guy, and so we just decided to adopt him. We wanted him to be our son. So we adopted him. I said, are you two walking in obedience to God's word? Oh, yes, sir. We're going to church. We're tithing. We're doing everything. We're studying the word every day. I said, oh, son, you're in good shape now. You got a set of parents that took you out from under the curse. I said, Jesus redeemed you from the curse. I said, your parents, as long as your real parents are your parents, I said, I can't do nothing for you because you got to be old enough to make sure you're born again, spirit-filled, and you're beyond that part in life. Because I said, as long as you're still under your mom and dad's authority, I can't do nothing for you. But I said, since you're not under their authority, you're under this couple's authority, and now then they're the adoptive parents, and they're walking in total obedience to God's word. I said, you're in very good shape today. I said, now then, are you a born-again Christian? He said, oh, yes, sir. I said, okay. I said, now then, I'm going to command that spirit to come out of you and go to the pit of hell. Then I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Spirit in there to restore your eyes, make them work perfect in Jesus' name. And I did, and I said, Lord, thank you for healing these little eyes. I said, son, say, thank you, Jesus, that I can see colors. He said, Lord, thank you, I can see colors. Wow! He said, this is awesome. I said, son, what's going on? He said, God is so cool. I said, yes, he's cool. What's going on? He said, I see colors everywhere. He don't know what none of them are, but he sees colors. Hallelujah. 2 months later, I got a beautiful letter from his mother. That's the most wonderful thing, to be able, after the instantaneous miracle of seeing our son's eyes come back to color, to be able to teach him colors. Because he don't know what color is. Mom, what's those colors and those stripes back there? Well, the dark ones are red and the light ones are white. And the little thing in the corner there, it's got blue on it with white stars on it. Wow, Mom, that's beautiful. It has something. He didn't just know this is burgundy or whatever. What, Mom, what color is this? That's beautiful. Wow. What's that carpet? What color is that? Isn't that amazing? You know, you don't know how lucky you are. You know that? When's the last time you told the Lord, Lord, thank you that I can see colors. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, Lord, that I can see colors. Can you imagine what it would be like if you couldn't? You know, and some of us probably have never thanked the Lord for any of those things. We take it for granted, do we not? Wow. Wow. And look at that scripture in Luke 10:19-20. And I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions. You can crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. Now, to make that verse work for you, you've got to be walking in obedience to His Word. You can't be living in sin. That's where we get in trouble. You know, here we are lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery or whatever, and we try to cast out a demon. And I'll tell you this last little story and then I'll quit. There was a little girl that had a whole bunch of demons, kind of like the one we had in Silver City, New Mexico. And there was a pastor there that understood how to cast out demons. And so where it took us 7.5 hours to kick those demons out of that girl in Silver City, New Mexico, it took him 3 days to kick them all out of this little 12 or 13-year-old girl. The second day, there was a couple of doctors there, a couple, two, three nurses there, and a couple other preachers there, and then this one man and his wife that knew what they were doing. And so he'd been kicking demons out, and about noon the second day, he became really exhausted. He said, we're going to have to stop and take a break. And one of the other pastors said, that's okay. I've seen you work on this now for a day and a half. I know how this is done. I will do this. So he looked at the little girl and said, you demons of hell, I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus. The little girl just turned around like this, just as unconcerned, and looked straight at him and said, you're sleeping with your church secretary. I don't have to do anything you say. Isn't that something? You're sleeping with your church secretary. I don't have to do anything you say. Do you think those guys know what we do? Huh? Yeah, absolutely they know what we do. Yes. If you start casting out demons, you better make sure your life is clean. If you want to get healed, you better make sure your life is clean. Because you got to repent of sin first. Isn't that a wonderful scripture right there? Luke 10, 19 and 20. If you've got every sin repented of, how much authority and power do you have over the devil and his demons? Isn't that wonderful? You can tell a demon what to do and he has to do it. I mean, you know, they'll put you to the test, Betty. You know, you start trying to kick one of them out one day and he'll do like that one did to me out there. Just spit all over me and come, we're not coming out of her. We have legal right to be here. That was a very interesting day. It was only 2,823 demons in that little girl. Before the 7.5 hours was up, we got every one of them out of her. Got her totally delivered. 2,823 demons. Wow. All of her pains and symptoms and everything went away. Now then, if we could walk sinless like he did, that would be a wonderful place to walk, wouldn't it? Well, that's my goal. Is that your goal? Yeah, that's my goal. That should be your goal. We want to walk holy and obedient to His Word. So when we ask Him for something, He always shows up. We love it when God answers our prayer. Don't we, honey? Absolutely. Yes, we love it when God answers our prayers. He does not hear the prayer of a sinner. So you got to make sure you have confessed your sin. Now, and here's the thing. When you confess your sin, how many times do you have to confess your sin? Only one time. You know, if you do something wrong, you don't have to confess it 5 or 10 times, because if you do, that means you didn't believe He forgave you the first time. I know how we are, those human beings. We think, oh God, I've done something so awful. Oh, I was so terrible, Lord. I did that. Please forgive me. Oh, the 30 minutes later said, oh God, I know that was so awful. Will you please forgive me? He says, what are you talking about? He said, I washed you clean the first time you asked. When you claim that by faith, does the King show up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, He sure does. He always shows up when you do something by faith.